now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Wake up!
You need to wake yourself up.
Wake yourself up!
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
So, what are we doing today?
We are going to have so much fun.
Oh, fun is so fun.
That's what this show is all about.
Great.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Yeah, we'll be dropping the beats. We'll have a happy dentist. And we'll drink beer later on this morning. Is this a show or what?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy birthday. A couple of, no, this isn't birthday buddies. Calm down. That's not till 7:30 every morning. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. I salute you guys. Born today in history, 1775 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I come from a long line of Marines on the Morganzo side of the family, aunts and uncles serving in all different conflicts for generations. They're all gone now. But on the birth of the Marine Corps, I always remember my relatives, my aunts and uncles. Bless you. Also the birthday of Sesame Street, born today in history, 1969. I don't think you should compare the two, but if you did, it would be kind of funny.
Happy birthday,
you little scumbag!
Oh, boy.
You will not laugh. That's enough.
I love to count.
You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you.
I will count.
You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Isn't three the number of the day?
Sound off like you've got a pair. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Your birthday cake is ready.
You owe me for one jelly donut.
Yeah!
Open your mouth. You eat it.
Knock
it up. Get on your feet.
Happy birthday.
Can you tell me how to get, how to get to Sesame Street?
I'll be watching you.
How to get to Sesame Street.
All right.
I'll be watching you.
That drill sergeant is actually my Uncle Pat. Yeah, he was there.
94.1 WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon talks about 200 days in space. Our space station astronauts are back. And a little later on this half hour, and there it is. If you were to steal a vehicle and get chased by police, would you steal a street sweeper? No.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
After 200 days in orbit, four astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico aboard a SpaceX capsule. Yep, 200 days in space. After landing, they said we were going a little crazy up there. At one point, we looked out the window and I swear we saw William Shatner.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
When I was in high school, one of my buddies stole an ambulance. He thought it would be funny. Well, it wasn't. Not only is it easy to find, but yet just don't steal an ambulance. Well, here's a story coming out of Indiana where a youngster, just playing jokes, stole a street sweeper.
Someone stole a street sweeper. This man stole a street sweeper. Oh, hell no.
Well, it's kind of hard to miss. They only go about 20 miles an hour, you understand? And a street sweeper is like this piece of equipment the municipality owns that doesn't really do anything. It just spreads the dirt around on the street and squirts some water, too. So, hey, stealing a vehicle is a felony. All right, you go to jail. Stealing a street sweeper? That's just dumb.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Hey, do you like Pop-Tarts? I mean, they were weird and wonderful for decades. Some people still eat them. But Pop-Tarts are like stepping up their game. How would you like Pop-Tarts X? Featuring your own selection of butter flavors. Wow. It's all on the way. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sure, it's like an episode of Family Guy.
Have you ever put butter on a
Pop-Tart?
It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
Have you ever put butter on a
Pop-Tart?
If you haven't, then I think you should.
Pop-Tarts. Yeah. They've announced Pop-Tarts X, which includes a butter kit. The people at Pop-Tarts have partnered, if you will, with a small batch butter company that will now feature little cups of butter flavored like chocolate, sea salt, strawberry, and more. And you get to pick your own flavor of butter that you put on your Pop-Tarts.
You ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good.
Think about that, huh? It's called breakfast.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
McDonald's wants to reward you for listening to Morgan in the Morning. Your chance to win coming up.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. You can be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
This isn't just another chicken sandwich. No, it's more than that.
It's a reward for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
You'll be biting into McDonald's new, crispy, juicy, tender chicken sandwich.
Just like McDonald's gives you rewards for visiting. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
WQKX. 1-800-326-94KX. We're rewarding you for listening to us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Want to get away?
No way!
Another Keys to Cancun keyword with Liberty Travel in 94KX is not far away.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jana.
Hi, Jana, what are you doing today?
I'm on my way to work.
Well, how about if you let me buy you lunch, huh?
That'd be great.
Yeah, McDonald's with more chicken for the choosing. The crispy, the spicy, or the deluxe. And we are rewarding you for visiting McDonald's. And McDonald's is rewarding you for listening to me. That's not bad, is it?
Nope, that sounds great.
You have a good day at work. And thanks for listening to the show. We love you guys.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. QKX.
QKX HD1 Sunbury.
We are just about 10 minutes away from your latest key to Cancun. Your Morgan in the Morning keyword to Cancun coming up. Jon Bon Jovi recovering from COVID. We hope he's back soon. That JBJ
You're
tour.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Adventure. Yeah, it awaits you in Cancun. The Morgan in the Morning keyword this morning, adventure.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Double dose of late night TV. Seth and Fallon both talk about two totally different topics. Sleep can help your heart, so says Seth. Fallon's talking about season two of Squid Games. It's all coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
According to a new study, going to bed too early or too late may disrupt the body's natural rhythm and increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. So just to be safe, let's all randomly change our clocks twice a year for no reason.
The creator of Squid Game announced that season two is now in the works. That's right, season one left so many unanswered questions like, I love this show, what the hell is wrong with me?
Birthday buddies on the way. Hey, regulators. We'd like to say happy birthday to Warren G. He's 51 years old today.
Warren G.
Yeah. What does the G stand for?
I was just going to ask you that.
If you don't
know, I don't
you.
Know. Yeah, we don't know.
Mount up, guys. A clear white moon. Happy birthday, Warren G.
and not Michael McDonald. It's not his birthday today, I don't think.
No.
No.
Nate Dogg's in there, too. It's not his
birthday. Not his birthday either.
Warren G is 51. He's the younger brother of, younger half-brother, actually, of Dr. Dre. So
oh, okay.
They're all there in the musical family. That's one of our birthday buddies, talent-wise.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay! Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
All right, here are the others. Are you ready?
I am.
Taron Egerton. Now, you might not know that name. He's 32 years old. He played Elton John in Rocketman.
He did, and a wonderful job, I might add.
I wasn't expecting much from that movie, and then I loved it.
Oh, yeah, I bought it, because I thought, this is great, so I bought the thing.
Isn't it funny when you have to run out and buy your own copy afterwards?
I know, it's, yeah.
You possibly never watch it, but you know you have it, just in case.
Just in case you want to see it again.
There you go. Hey, we were talking about Lou Ferrigno earlier in the week.
Yesterday.
Lou Ferrigno Jr. is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I got to be honest, I didn't know there was a Lou Ferrigno
Jr. Neither did I.
He's 37 years old, and he plays Rocker on the new SWAT.
Oh. I don't watch that program, so I had no idea.
No, me either. Here's one I do know. I don't necessarily like the program. Whoops. But Ellen Pompeo is 52 today. She's Dr. Meredith Grey in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Hasn't that show been around forever, too?
That's one of
those that never ends.
They keep saying this is the final season, and then somebody
gets... They're like Kiss. Kiss says this is the last tour, and they just keep going back out. So that's what Grey's Anatomy does.
Grey's Anatomy and Kiss in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I had never thought that would happen. But anyway, those are the celebrities. And now we do the local celebs. We call them
birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to April McFern. She's from Middleburg. She's 39 today.
Daniel Dresang from, we don't know where Danielle's from. But anyway, happy birthday, Danielle. She's 33 today.
Erin Sowers is 39 today.
Joanne Picarelli from Shamokin, 46 today.
Happy birthday to Judy Cromery. She is from Danville, and she's 61.
Kathleen Dick from Danville is 40 today.
Happy birthday to Kenneth Zurich. He's 51.
Linda Steele. Ooh, that sounds like an actress, doesn't it? Linda Steele. She's 50 today. Happy birthday, Linda.
Maybe a detective show.
Maybe.
Detective Linda Steele. Wow. Lisa Furman from Winfield is 58 today.
Robin Holloway, 58 today also.
Happy birthday to Cheryl Carter. She's from Danville. She is 59 years old today. Nobody on the Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Nothing doing text club, and it was quiet this morning on the Ford Fun Line.
Yeah, I was going to say nobody called. I didn't hear you talking to anybody. So.
No, so I guess that's about it, but that's the way you could reach us.
Yes.
Every day at about this time when we do this feature, we call...
It's called Birthday Buddies.
Yeah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got the news, sports, and AccuWeather, but the good news is coming up. A 90-year-old school substitute teacher gets a surprise birthday party.
That's
just adorable.
That is not... Aww.
Mm-hmm. A hiker rescues a mom and her daughter, and a police rescue caught on tape. A man inside a burning vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll make you appreciate your local police department a whole lot more. Stay with us.
It's on Morgan in the Morning.
Well, you heard the news. Coming up, the good news and a happy, happy birthday.
Just remember how she always used to read books and it brought back really good memories.
How about that? Generations of school students have known this substitute teacher as Grandma Arla. Because she's been a substitute for 90 years. They threw a birthday party for her. Hikers get in trouble sometimes, and sometimes it ends up to be good news. And your local police department. You should respect them, because when you really need them, they are there. And we'll eat some pretzels in Lewisburg. Good news coming up next, Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Grandma Arla has been a substitute teacher for who knows how long. She just turned 90 years old.
I just remember how she always used to read books, and it brought back really good memories, and it inspired me to keep smiling like what she always did for us.
Happy birthday!
So they threw a 90th birthday party for Arla at the Wisconsin school in a drive-through surprise celebration. That's good news. Here's heroic news. A hiker just happens to be walking down a trail, and he sees a mom and her two-year-old fall off the trail and into the rapidly moving water near a waterfall. So he dove in and rescued her.
I did everything I could to make sure that Katie is safe, and that's all I want to know going forward is that Katie and Olivia are safe and they didn't get too hurt.
Shane Roundy was his name. He wants no medal and no rewards. Policemen, they do their job every single day with no medals or rewards. They pulled a man out of a burning car recently in Florida.
Where is he? Where is he?
This is scary stuff.
You can reach it.
Come on, buddy.
Did you see both?
Hats off to our police departments everywhere. When they're called on for duty, they're ready to go. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
And locally, the Lewisburg Children's Museum is amazing. What do they have in common with Tom Sturgis pretzels? Well, write this date down. Saturday, November 20th, from 10:30 to 12:30, there'll be like a workshop with Jill Thomas. She's a poet, an author, and the owner of the pretzel company. That's good news. Get the kids there. If you have any local news that you think is good news, get in touch with our news radio, WKOK, and they'll give it to me, and it'll be good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Penn State Ticket Blitz is back with Penn State at home with Michigan. Your chance to qualify to win Penn State tickets coming up. What was that? Oh, that's the Penn State Nittany Leo. It must be time for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Every time Penn State plays at home, Register Chevrolet hooks us up with great tickets. It's usually one smoking hot pair of tickets. You got to qualify. And as always with Morgan in the Morning, when it comes to the Ticket Blitz, we take callers 9, 4, and 1. See what I did there? 94-1. Good luck.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch three qualifiers and get you in just before news time, which is next. 94KX, you want to go to a Penn State game?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're qualified right now. Who's this?
My name is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Where are you from?
Mifflinburg.
All right. Big game, Penn State, Michigan. And you could be on the way. We'll let you know tomorrow if you won, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, hang on. We need some information from you. Caitlin from Mifflinburg, Jennifer from Sunbury, and Bob from Northumberland, all qualifying today for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. You're on that drive to work the day before Veterans Day. We've got not one, but two mic'd up sessions this hour and people doing great things. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, a good friend of mine, Dr. Carl Jenkins, Smiles by Jenkins, the dentist office in Watsontown. He does something great every year for veterans. And later on this hour, believe it or not, something good could come from a jackass. Jackass Brewing. And 94KX live tomorrow with some great things for veterans. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Mic'd up. We've got Dr. Carl Jenkins on the Ford Fun Line. And he's from Smiles by Jenkins in Watsontown. You're always smiling, Doc. You're a dear old friend of mine, and I know what time of the year it is.
It's Veterans Day, isn't it, Tom? We're talking, right?
Yeah, definitely. And if you're not familiar with the program Dr. Jenkins does, it is amazing. I'd like to call it Free Veterans Friday. What do you think?
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. You know, a lot of people are reaching out over Veterans Day, restaurants and churches reaching out to veterans. You know, we're doing what we do. We're going to do dentistry, and we're going to do it free. for as many people, for as many veterans as we can see on Friday.
Yeah, this is you've been doing it almost a decade, and here's how it works, right? You keep an entire day open, and then you open up the phone lines for veterans, right?
That's right. 7 a.m. we'll open the phones, and you know, we start taking calls, and we fill our day. I tell you what, it doesn't take long, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and we have the entire day filled. And, you know, we see more people that day than we do in a normal day. We're pretty busy. But we do what we can for as many as we can on that day.
How many veterans would you say you see on this free day?
Maybe 15, 20, something like that.
15 or 20. Wow. And this is a way that you can help vets. I mean, earlier this week we had, you know, Butch from the car wash in. He's doing free car washes. But for Great. You to be a dentist and to do this for free, Doc, you've got to have the biggest heart in the world, because this is a lot of money's worth of work, right?
You know, it's not about money. It's about reaching out to people that have put their lives on the line, quite literally, for us. You know, how can we not reach out and say thank you?
In any way we can, too, right, Doctor?
That's right. We do what we can.
Yes, we do. And this is the seventh year you're doing it. It's a great program. Friday morning at 7 a.m., a veteran wants to reach out to you. How does he do it?
Pick up the phone and call us, 570-538-5005. We won't be taking calls before that, and we'll just be taking calls until the day is filled. We got a new phone system, so we can't just put it off the hook anymore. So if you get through and you don't speak to somebody, hang up and call back, you know.
Okay.
Otherwise, you go to voicemail and it'll be lost.
All right, so get ready to call Friday morning at 7 a.m., and you'll get free dentistry from Dr. Carl Jenkins. Quick personal note, Doc, you have immediate family in the military. You got to be a proud papa.
I do. I'm a very proud papa. My daughter is flying C-17s in our United States Air Force, and my son-in-law is stationed with her out in Joint Base Lewis McChord, and he's in the Army, captain in the Army. So, very proud of both of them and their service.
Good luck to your family, and good luck to all service people around the world representing the United States. Dr. Jenkins, thank you for joining us, and good luck on Friday. I'm sure you'll do a bang-up job.
Tom, we can't end this without saying thank you for partnering for us and getting the word out. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. Take care. Have fun.
Remember, if you are a veteran and you are in need of dental care, the number again, 570-538-5005. And you have to call at 7 a.m. Friday morning. And as you heard the good doc say, spots will fill up real fast.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Seth Meyers wants to talk about this whole Bezos, Leonardo DiCaprio thing. I don't know if you heard about it, but I guess DiCaprio, being what he is, was flirting with Bezos' girlfriend, and Bezos publicly said he wants to kill him. You can't do that. I don't care how much money you have. Late Night Sound on the way, Tom's top list, and more.
Tom, stay away.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos jokingly threatened actor Leonardo DiCaprio on Twitter after a video surfaced showing DiCaprio talking with Bezos' girlfriend at a gala. What a scandal! DiCaprio was talking to a woman over the age of 30?
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, no matter where you stand on this whole cancel culture stuff, I don't know. I stay away from all that stuff. But this stat could be something for freedom of speech. A new study finds that Americans are finding it harder and harder to speak their mind than ever before. Listen to the stat. 90% of people say that they have held back at least once in the past 18 months because they felt whatever they said would be emotionally or physically unsafe to say what they were really thinking. Two biggest topics, guess, politics and the pandemic. In the last year and a half, 47% of us have actually physically avoided someone so there would not be a clash of opinion and maybe even physical violence. 19% have pretended to agree with someone we disagree with. What the hell? And 14% have stopped talking to someone
that they didn't see eye to eye with. Sad, but true.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we'll go mic'd up in just a few minutes with a bunch of people that I really feel have no problem saying what they think. Guys,
that is true.
What would Jackass have to do with Freedom Fighter Outdoors? You guys come up with the craziest combinations, not only brewing your beer, but in the community.
94KX.
We're mic'ing up the whole studio right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you combine Jackass Brewing Company with Freedom Fighter Outdoors, and you get one great event. We have Larry and Janae with us from Jackass.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Great to have you guys
back.
And we've got Scott from the Freedom Fighters Outdoors. Scott, it's great to see you again. Coming up tomorrow on Veterans Day, 94KX and Zimmerman Motors are going to celebrate at Jackass. All right, we'll be live and on location, but this event will benefit Freedom Fighter Outdoors. Now, before we get into that, veterans eat for free, Larry?
Yes.
At Jackass tomorrow?
Both Skip, my business partner, and I decided to do something special for these veterans that mm-hmm. we appreciate. We're very grateful for their service and their sacrifices. So we thought, let's invite them into our place, enjoy each other, and each veteran will eat for free.
All day tomorrow. And then we always have our military discount of 15% off of everything.
This is a great opportunity for veterans to get a free meal, but this is also a great opportunity for veterans to find out about Freedom Fighter Outdoors.
We do a lot. We take veterans hunting, fishing. If there's a sporting event, we'll try everything we can do to get the veterans out, just to get them to come out, get together, have that camaraderie that they used to have back in, when they served. The organization is a great organization. We try our best to keep everything local.
I think Central PA, we're red, white, and blue, and you've seen the local support from everyone from a farmer who just gave you a call to a sporting event giving you tickets.
Yeah, I mean, a great, great outpouring of support from so many local people.
Let's tug on the heartstrings here. Give us a story where you saw veterans who didn't know each other come together as like a brotherhood.
Probably the first, one of the best guys that I ever met, Christopher Brownwell. He was out on our first rabbit hunt. Unfortunately, about a year or so ago, he died. Pretty tragic. However, in that time at his funeral, we saw all these veterans that were out on those hunts. Those guys that supported were out hunting with him. We had all show up to support him and his family in their time of need.
Larry, Janae, you're going to have veterans at Jackass Brewing tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
And there will be Freedom Fighters. This is a big chance for a veteran to get involved together with this group.
Exactly. This is why we wanted to do this. We built Jackass Brewing Company, and the idea is to bring people together. And on a special Veterans Day, we have the unique, really terrific opportunity with Freedom Fighters to bring veterans together and hopefully bring other people together so that they can connect. I mean, and we love being able to do this and bring the community together.
We really appreciate everything anybody can do for the veterans and the Freedom Fighter Outdoors. We appreciate it.
So not only are we bringing veterans out, we're also donating $1 from every Foggy Dew pint sold the whole day, not just during the event. The whole day, and we'll donate $1 from each pint. So please come out, have Foggy Dew.
We have Foggy Dew here right now.
You just happened to bring some, Larry, right?
If you can't see, Larry's pouring us all beer in the studio at 8:45 in the morning.
So, Scott, $1 off every pint, that's going to help your cause.
That's going to be great. That's going to be a great thing just to be able to give back to these veterans and everything they do.
It'll be great.
People, thanks for coming in.
Cheers to everybody, and thank you for having us.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We like to call it our parting shot, but Jimmy Fallon has it for us. Can you please fix it? It's coming up next.
94KX.
Still got the studio full. We have to wrap up. Chad Evans on the way next with another Key to Cancun. Our parting shot today comes from Jimmy Fallon.
Fix it. So food has three different expiration dates. One date that says best before, then one called still pretty good. And finally, you feeling lucky?
That's for single guys, I think.
I like it.
They need to fix how they package scissors. To remove the packaging, you need scissors. If I had a pair of scissors in the first place, I wouldn't need to buy another one.
The way I feel about just about everything I try to open nowadays.
They need to fix songs that have police or ambulance sirens in them. Yes. So when you're listening to them in a car, a voice says, this is not real, do not pull over.
Yes, I agree with that.
They need to fix beer prices at sports games. $10 is unacceptable. Unless I've already had three beers, then $10 is perfectly acceptable.
I actually think that's the plan. Yes.
Our phones are powerful, tiny computers that can fit in our pocket, but vending machines still can't recognize a dollar bill with a crease in it?
Yeah! What is this with that? It's a dollar bill! Take it!
They need to fix cereal bags. Please, talk to Ziploc.
Oh, hey, have those are the fix-it tweets.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.